So good to see you here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship today, I'm reading from 2 John, the second epistle that was written to a lady and her children who had opened her home for a local church to meet. It's really a beautiful letter, and he writes out of concern for this lady and for her children, and concerned about her children. He had met them, and very concerned for them. He says, "The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever." I thought about this statement about truth that he makes here, and he repeats it over and over again, and he drives the idea home that truth is something outside of ourselves. For he says here, "For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever." That indwelling of truth was not there to start with. That was introduced by Jesus Christ. And whenever the truth came to indwell, it stays with us and will be with us forever and ever. I'm so thankful for that this morning. You know, we're living in mixed up times, and where the truth changes. We have the phrase, "my truth." Well, my truth changes with every day that goes by. But biblical truth stays the same. And I'm so thankful that we can have an evangelist come and preach the eternal Word of God to our hearts, and lives can be changed by the truth. And then that truth come and live and indwell in your heart forever. That is such a blessing to me, because I'm a beneficiary. I have benefited all my life being in a Bible preaching church, but then at age 14, coming to faith in Christ, where the truth came to live with me in my heart. That truth is unchanging. We desire this truth for everyone here today, and for those that will hear by way of radio, through the internet, that they might know the truth, because the Bible says the truth shall set you free. And so I'm encouraged by John's second epistle to this lady and his concern for her and his desire for her that her children should walk in what? Truth. And that was the testimony of her family. And so we thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord for our evangelist that's with us over these next few days. And I hope that our hearts will be open to receive the truth of God.